Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Good morning. It's a Sunday reflection. So yes, Sunday reflection. A lovely day, a gorgeous morning here in Scotland in Forres, and absolutely gorgeous morning. Did some yoga and had a brief walk up to the Avenue of Trees. There's some photographs I'll put on below here. You can hear the weir in the background maybe. So today I want to talk to you about, wouldn't it be useful? So we do things or keep things or keep doing things because we think they're useful. So how this came to me yesterday is that I have been putting off a couple of jobs, a couple of things that needed doing. One of them was clearing out the garage. I have been stepping over useful things in my garage for like months. And the excuse for not doing it is there was always something on the drive blocking it. I had either a car in front of the garage or something in front of the garage that I... there were always reasons for not doing it. So I thought, okay, I will do the garage yesterday. So I started clearing stuff out. It is interesting when you realise some of the things that I've kept. I started sort of sifting through things and pulling open a few boxes and thinking to myself, you know, I brought that stuff from the last house. That was like 17 years ago. Why have I still got it? Because it might be useful. I might need it at some point. And that's one of the things I realise that I do a lot of. So I find it very hard to chuck things away, particularly if I know they're not going to go to anywhere useful. I find it really difficult to put things into a bin to be put into the ground. It's just one of my things. I have this real thing about recycling and around reuse of materials. So consequently, the consequence of that is that my garage fills up with wouldn't it be useful? I have got tons of it. I've got so much stuff that I really need to kind of declutter, get rid of, move on from. And to some extent, my office is the same, as is my computer. Are we beginning to see a theme here? You know, I keep folders and files and things not well organized, particularly because I've got an article or something I thought was interesting and I keep it. And it's like, why do I keep it? What am I possibly going to do with it? Yeah, why do I keep it? Why do we keep the stuff that we do? It's a really interesting point, isn't it, really? Like, if you think you look around the room you're in at the moment, how much stuff have you got in that space that you're keeping for some reason? It's that Marie Kondo thing, isn't it, where you pick something up and say, does this bring me joy? And I guess I was looking around the garage yesterday and looking at stuff that I wasn't asking that question. But I was asking, will I use it? Will I do anything with this? And the amount of battery charges I've got for different drills or different things, and the drill's gone or doesn't work anymore. I still got the battery charger. Why? And I'll have to dig a bit into that, why I want to keep stuff, because I'm not really sure why I do. I think it's this idea of that I want it to be used. I don't want it just to end up in a bin somewhere, sitting in the bottom of a hole with soil on top. I think that's the biggest thing for me, it's waste. And I think the same applies to physical things around the house. I hate the idea of just taking something and dumping it somewhere. Yeah, it just feels wrong. So that's the physical stuff. But it really is interesting about the non-physical stuff. Why do I fill my hard drive up with stuff I'll never use or never read? I did it this week. I signed up for something this week and I noticed and it sent me to a page of downloads and I must have downloaded everything on that page. I guess I need to get into a processor where I actually put it into a folder and I destroy that folder after 30 days if I haven't touched it. That might be the answer, mightn't it? Have some kind of process like that. Like, well, if you haven't read it in 30 days, you're not going to read it. Well, I think about that one. But it's this idea, you know, wouldn't it be useful? You know, the garage is one thing. And I guess what's really bringing it home to me is that I cleared my father's shed out a couple of years ago. And it was full of boxes of wouldn't it be useful. It was full of plastic tubs and things. Full of things in plastic tubs. Brackets. Bits of metal. Screws, odd sizes, you know, all sorts of things that would be useful, but he never got around to finding a use for them. And I think there has to come a point in time when you recognise you're not going to do it. And that's what I'm starting to do with the garage. So there were some things yesterday I did take out of the garage when I put to one end and go, they have got to go somewhere useful. But I guess the other question is really, is this about wouldn't it be useful? Are there things that we do in our life or things that we do in our thinking, our thoughts, that we do because we've always done them? Because it was useful to do it that way at a certain point. And maybe it's not useful to do it anymore. You know, one of those, the famous ones, which was picked up by Keith Blakemore Noble, when he said about, you know, when you're young, you're told not to talk to strangers. But when you're 16 plus, not talking to strangers is very restrictive in your life. And now it's time to start talking to strangers. And it is. There are probably numerous things in our history, in our psyche, in the way we do things that no longer apply, that are no longer useful. So anyway, that's my thoughts for this Sunday following a clearing of the garage. So I would suggest to you, what have you got in your life that is no longer useful? Because the place of wouldn't it be useful suddenly changes into it is no longer useful. So that's it for today. That's my Sunday reflection. Beautiful day out here. And I hope you find some beauty where you are. All the best. Some heads up news. I will be going live at 5 o'clock on Wednesday the 23rd of September on the Life, Passion and Business Facebook page to tell you about the new event that goes live in November. It goes live before then, but it's in November. I'll also be launching the next podcast, which is with Keith Blakemore Noble. Now, Keith is a fear strategist, and this is the story how he overcame his fear of being incredibly shy and not talking to people. He's also got a book. He's a published author. I think about 3 or 4 books at least, but his new book comes out on the 26th of September. It'll be available on Amazon at 79 pence. Very topically, it's called The Masks We Wear, but it's nothing to do with COVID. It was written before it. There is a link in the show notes and on the website. If you go to that link and buy that book, there are loads of additional resources that you can get access to. So it's well worth doing that before the price rises, which will probably happen sometime next week. Anyway, those details are on the show notes and they are on lifepassionandbusiness.com page.
So thank you so much for your time and attention. As you already know, I will be back on Wednesday. All the best. I will speak to you then.